The Ministry of Health will take its vaccine caravan to North Wynyard this Sunday as efforts continue to reduce the transmission of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, is encouraging persons to get vaccinated in order to reach the 70% benchmark here.
We're still seeing almost a decline in the number of cases that we have reported on a daily basis, which is good. And it's also, you know, people still think that it's time to free up, time to just let loose. And so we want to be mindful of that as well. As it relates to our vaccination, the numbers from the vaccination sites are a little bit lower than what we expected in terms of last year as well. So we are actually, from today into next week meeting, to strategize to see how we could also improve that. The vaccines are available. We have just about little over 30% of our eligible population in that 70% being vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So you could see that we still have quite a long way to go in order to get that other group. We want to get it as close as possible, and this would also reduce transmission of the virus, because that's really what we're concerned with, the virus being able to spread from person to person. And we do know from all the 2 years, even from the year that St. Vincent has been given the vaccine in particular, that transmission is higher among those who are unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. And so in order for us to reduce that, we have to have sufficient number of persons vaccinated. And so that would reduce any possible wide transmission of the virus.
Regionally, Barbados Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is calling for a more collaborative and inclusive approach among countries globally to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly in relation to vaccine access. Speaking during a Global Tourism Resilience Forum at Expo 2020 Dubai yesterday, Minister Bartlett said countries have generally not learned to respond together to global actions, citing the pandemic as a good example of this. The minister said out of these actions evolved protocols and thereafter vaccines resulting from scientific research. PAHO Director Dr. Carissa Etienne says complacency around mask wearing, travel and indoor gatherings create a perfect opportunity for the new Omicron variant to spread rapidly throughout the region and increase deaths. She says that COVID-19 is a preventable disease and right now they are losing far too many lives. Internationally, a Japanese health panel today approved a plan for more targeted COVID-19 curbs across much of the nation as new infections decline but deaths rise to a record level. A panel of health experts say that a surge of cases caused by the infectious Omicron variant appear to have peaked, but hospital admissions and deaths are likely to continue, chiefly among the elderly. And Hong Kong has identified more than 20,000 hotel rooms for quarantine accommodation as property developers piled in to show support for the global financial hub as it battles a surge in COVID-19 cases. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says it will take up to 3 months to stabilize a worsening COVID-19 pandemic that has overwhelmed health facilities and forced the postponement of an upcoming leadership election. She says quarantine facilities in Hong Kong have reached capacity and hospital beds are more than 95% full as cases spiral. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.